Hello.
Hello, Bill.
Yeah, hi, Sheldon.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm good. That's great. So, remember yesterday I told you I'm going to have a call with the editor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the editor is on the line. I'm going to transfer you over to him. Just have a quick word with him. He'll ask you for your preferences, and we'll get things on track, okay?
Okay, just hold on a sec. I got to find an extension for the phone.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Okay, perfect. Let me transfer you over. Just stay on the line, okay?
Sure.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Bill. This is Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name again?
Kevin.
Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great.
First of all, how are you?
I'm very good. Can't complain.
Okay.
Working on this project.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a new project, to be honest.
What? I didn't hear you. What kind of project? What kind of project did you?
It's a unique project. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah, I figured you guys haven't done something like this before. Okay, look, I've done a lot of the formatting. I just finished all of Poland.
Okay.
That's like over 20 of them. Did you get my emails?
You sent over a PDF file, sorry, a PPT file saying cover. It's like slide number, it's 29 slides, yep. So, are there any more slides you're going to send us, or is this all?
I can send you more. I mean, and they're not fully formatted, so I imagine you can format it better, though. I'm formatting it nicely here. My pictures may be different sizes. Can I send it to you right now? Let me see how I would go about doing that.
You can send it over to Sheldon, but for now, I just need your preference. What do you want us to do? Like, I just need what's going on in your mind right now so we can, you know, work things around it, you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You formatted it 8x11.
8.5x11.
And then, yeah, but what you did was you distorted all of the pictures. You stretched them from landscape up to portrait.
Portrait, yeah.
And that distorted the artwork. So I think the 8.5x8.5 book would work even better.
Okay.
Yeah. See, that way the pictures could more or less be accurate.
Okay.
And there's enough room on the bottom for the descriptions of the shtetls.
Okay. So
each
For the descriptions, each picture has a text, right? Correct? Some texts are going on a different page, on page number 2. Do you want that?
All right. Well, let me know what. All right. Which ones do you have a problem with?
Just give me a quick moment, please. I'm going to.
No problem. Take your time so we can work this out.
I'm going through it right now, trying to open the PDF.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Now, I can send it to you directly as a, all right. Which shtetls are we talking about?
Just let me just land on the specific page. Give me a moment, please.
Okay.
For example, it's Oleka, Ukraine. The Legend of Oleka.
Which one are you? What's the synagogue in Ukraine again?
Oleka.
You know what? Look, Don't try to pronounce the Ukrainian. Go right to the Yiddish.
No, right. It's difficult. The pronunciation is different, but it's okay.
All right. Anyways, all right.
Some texts are going to the next coach. Okay.
Spell it for me. Just spell the synagogue for me. The town.
Just give me a minute. Okay, let me just give you another example. I'll come back to it later. First of all, it's Baia Rosa, something like that, Ukraine.
All right.
A blue person holding a violin on top of
got it. So I'm gonna go right to that one now. I tell you, you have the computer in front of you?
So I do have a computer in front of me.
All right, great. Go to my website. Bill Farron, one word, BillFarron.com.
Just give me a quick moment. Yep, I am actually on the site now. Okay. Ukraine.
Okay, you got it?
Yep, I got it.
Yeah, Arizona. It's all right? That's the one with the guy flying over.
Yep.
Okay, so now, I tell you what, set your thing for 8.5 by 8.5. Could you do that? And I'll show you how we can do this real easy.
I have the PDF version right now, so I am not sure if I can do the PDF version, but you, please.
Hold on. Do you have PowerPoint?
I do have PowerPoint. The one with the
set up
cover.
Set up PowerPoint on your computer. Forget what I did. PowerPoint on your computer. Do you have it?
I do, yes.
Fine. Set it up for 8.5 by 8.5. So in other words, you go to where it says, let me get on PowerPoint, actually. We'll do it together, all right?
Yeah,
so, all right. So I'm already, I'll set up a new file. Okay. Well, I can do it right with you because I haven't done that town yet, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to go down on my PowerPoint to Ukraine, and I'll start a new one. All right, got it. So I'm actually 8.5 by 11. So I'm going to my website now, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Website. All right. Click on the image. Right-click on the image.
Click on it.
And copy it. Copy it.
Copy the image? Or
forget the image for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Go on to the page again and copy the words. This is an easy way to do things. Just copy the words. Okay? And there are a lot here.
Wait.
I know that. So just...
I'm on the website right now. I'm going about Rosa, Ukraine. Okay, I'm going to copy the text.
All right. So let me copy mine too.
Mm-hmm.
And what I will do, I will cut the text. I'll show you. And that's not a problem. All right. So I got to go control, copy. Okay. Now I'm going to paste it onto the PowerPoint. Okay?
Okay.
And let me get my page. I'm going to just PowerPoint. And I'm just going to paste. Okay, now, the Sumi style brush painting, that we just delete that. Okay? You should have on your screen where it says the name of the town, Baia Rosa, and it says Sumé-style brush painting, right?
Right.
Delete it. That's not important. We don't care what it is right now.
Okay.
All right, now. Okay, now, you have... The font has to be changed. I'm not going to do that right now with you. Because that you can do. Right now it's in, what the heck is it in the font? Oh, I'll change it. Let's go down, make it Bandini.
Hey,
that's for you to decide. That's for you to decide what font is best, all right?
Why?
I have it.
Bill, tell me one thing. Why are we doing it on PowerPoint? I don't get it.
Because I'm taking it, because I do all the work on this stuff on PowerPoint. And then I change it to a PDF or JPEGs or whatever. Because you can save time just going to the website.
I mean,
and pulling the...
We are going to send you a Word file, right? And we expect you to send a Word file as well. The only problem with this PowerPoint is that if you convert PowerPoint to Word or to any other thing, it destroys or disturbs the formatting and editing, okay? So because we are going to do everything on Word, so obviously you need to do everything on Word as well, correct?
I can't work it on Word. You can work on Word. I find PowerPoint, for me, is far superior.
Okay.
Sometimes I do it on Word that I transfer to PowerPoint because I can do more on PowerPoint than I can do on Word. But you have to work on Word, okay. It will be the same thing.
Right?
So I understand this. I will cut this down.
Okay.
That all the wording, I can just edit and cut down. So anything that goes over is not a problem. Anything that appears to you to be too not wordy enough, I can fix that also. In other words, I can go on and on with these, some of these towns. Some of them have very little information. Sometimes I find troves of information, and I cut it down. So this I can cut down.
Okay. Bill, wait, look. I would suggest you to work on PowerPoint for now, okay? Please, just listen. Just hear me out, okay? If I do this on PowerPoint right now, and if I copy it to Word, it's going to destroy the formatting, okay? Whatever we are doing on PowerPoint right now, we are changing the font, we are copying things from your website onto PowerPoint, yada, yada, yada. We are going to copy it on Word. It's going to destroy it, okay?
All right, so it doesn't matter. So I can do the same thing on Word, all right? So let me just go to Word. All right, so I'm in Word now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I have to format. All right, so I'm in Word, I'm at home. I have to do a layout, right?
Right.
All right, so let me see. Why am I not getting my layout? Design, home. I need to design it. I'm looking for my layout. Why am I? Let me close it and start again. Word. All right. I understand what you are saying, so I'm cool on that, all right?
Yeah, that's
so, fine. All right, so let me do my layout. My layout, and I have to do my size. Size is in design, right? So,
look. Just tell me one thing.
What do I get?
If the text is going on another page, do you want us to keep it on a single page after the image, or do you want us to, you know, just take it on the next page? I mean, either is fine.
No,
I'm asking.
I think it works better if it's an 8.5 by 8.5. I'll cut text down.
Okay. Let's just do one thing. I'll give you the entire book, okay? The entire book formatted, everything with pictures and the text. The text would be going on the next page. Whatever is going would go on the next page. You can go through it and just cut down all the text you think is redundant or is not necessary to be there, okay? Is that fine?
Okay. There are some things I want to change. There's one synagogue. I change a picture. In other words, there's one. I never liked the line of cut of this town. It's Probosha in Ukraine. So I have a. You probably have the information there. I have a etching of it. So, I put the etching in. So some things like that. There's some things, I have a few things like this picture of the entranceway. I want to put that on the same.
It's completely fine, Bill. If you want to change pictures, it's completely fine. Do one thing. Send in all the pictures to Sheldon, okay? We'll take those pictures and convert them into a book, okay? I'll stop the work right now on the pictures you sent us over, the pictures you want to change, send us every single thing you want to be converted in a book, and we welcome that, okay? After I format it in a book and everything, the text, then you can just reduce the text to whatever you think is suitable. Sounds like a plan?
Okay. Okay, so I'm doing a lot of... All right, it's not a problem. I know you guys are a little confused on this. The towns get confusing and all that. But how do I change my PowerPoint into, I can change it into a PDF?
Send over the PDF version, okay? We convert it into a Word file, okay? But make sure everything is as you need it, the pictures, okay?
All right. I've already done all of Poland. That's 20 of them. I can send you now what I have, but I think it'd be less confusing. I don't know what you have in front of you. Do you have the thing with like graphs in front of you?
I have a PDF version saying for print book 40 pages. It's 43 pages.
Do you have graphs? All right. Then I don't know if he sent you the last thing I sent him.
The last thing he sent over was a PowerPoint named cover.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's eight and a half by eight and a half.
But 8.5 by 8.5 is of PowerPoint. The point of PowerPoint is different and Word is different. So if I do the book needs to go in Word. If I do convert this into a Word file, it's going to, you know, disrupt all the formatting. So we need to initially start the formatting in a Word file. Okay.
All right. So help me. Let me see if I can get the formatting. All right.
But it's completely fine. Look, if you're comfortable working on PowerPoint, just send over every single thing you have on PowerPoint. We'll convert it into a Word file, okay? You need not to worry. Only thing you need to do is not worry, okay? Just send over all the PowerPoint, every single picture, the updated ones, okay? Don't make any changes afterwards once we have given you the file. But for now, you can change every single picture you want to, Ukraine, Poland, anything, and send over the finalized PowerPoint, and we'll change it into a Word file, and then we'll go, we'll check it from there, okay?
All right, so, yeah.
Okay. Sounds fine. I hope that's not a hassle for you.
Well, it's work, but I don't mind working, you know what I mean? That's not one of my problems.
You're using the brain, you know, you're a good person.
All right, so I'm going to continue it on. Like I said, I have PowerPoint. I've done all of Poland already.
Send over the PDF file or the PowerPoint, whichever you're comfortable with. We'll change it into a book. But make sure anything you're sending is completely updated. The pictures you wanted to remove, the pictures you wanted to add, do that and send it over, okay?
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay.
Okay, sure enough. Give me a day or two because I'm just pulling it up now. Most of it's done already.
As long as you're doing anything you're comfortable with, it's completely fine. Check it out. We're all here for you.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Cool.
Thank you.
Okay.
So,
yeah right. Bye.
Children, and we'll talk later, okay?
Okay, right. Bye.
Have a good one. Bye.